So what am I looking at?
So yeah, we've got the online form off the template viewer page. The request form there.
The request.php?
Yeah, that one, yeah. So what are you figuring we can do with this to make it more appealing? Because, I mean, we've got the boxes. Those you can't really play around too much if people are typing in text. Are we more or less, is it going to be the fonts maybe we're going to be playing around with, or the layout?
Oh, one thing that we could do is put them on tabs for the six bottom pages. We could make like six tabs to put them on. That might look a little better.
Oh, and they could be each...
Then they take up the whole bottom instead of just...
Oh, and you tab, okay.
I could do something similar, yeah.
What do you think of this, Justin, for the bottom page? To make it actually really full as a page, there'd be tabs. So you could tab browse through them, like page 1 to page 5, and plus additional information.
In that Firefox tab, I'm talking JavaScript.
Inside the site, yeah.
The only problem is it's not going to work on every browser. I mean, most modern browsers will have no problem, but some things will have problems with them. Then they'll only be able to get to page 1 to 3.
Or you could even do it as a series of pages, you know, like... Page 1, we need to know more about you. Please put in your company name, phone number, address.
Well, why not have it just reload a page with all the exact same forms, and it's just a different, like, have it HTML links. Click it, and it generates a different box there, but everything else it imports from it, you know. Anyways, so either way...
Oh, no, that would be really hard to do.
Yeah? Okay. Sorry. All right. But basically, okay, so... But what do you think, though, the size of those text fields, mostly, like, you know, they are kind of prominent. Again, we got to account for people who aren't as web savvy, so it's kind of, you know, a dumbed down usability.
Tabs might be a problem with people that are dumbed down, too.
Yeah, tabs could be confusing, that's true. At least these boxes are kind of big. I don't know if we could make them bigger, but make it more obvious.
I think it's the bars over the background image.
I guess there's really not actually a whole lot you can do with it.
What do you think we can do, though? We can change the fonts. I like the submit form button at the bottom.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
That's good. What about making them all kind of like, maybe not pill-shaped, but giving them the same kind of graphical... That might be a bit too much, though. No, you would lose it.
I don't know if it would be that much work.
No, but it was, I think
it's two different layers. If you can stretch the button to be like two lines accordingly, it shouldn't be that much work. Maybe, I don't know.
Justin, what do you think making all the titles for the text field graphics? Or is that more or less what you were thinking of anyway?
It would certainly make it easier.
We could do that. I can't give you a definite time frame on when I'll have it ready.
Okay.
Problems.
Okay. Well, like I said, obviously Raid and Steal is priority number one. But once that's out of that, tackle this one next. Because then we pretty much have a working sales tool. Al's only got 3 templates to get done. He should have that. You know, we have mostly... Yeah. We more or less got the galleries all set. So this online page, after this one, we're doing the Del Dupe, but we're not going to incorporate the Del Dupe just yet. Yeah. But is there a buy page, though, from this?
We're going to keep things thrown off and off and off on the Del Dupe. Never going to get done.
Should we do that?
That's what we're doing. I'm telling you.
All right, well, we got PayPal, right?
Oh, yeah.
Do we have...
Right after the submit form.
No.
Submit form emails you and then sends them to PayPal. If they complete PayPal, it sends you another email. I guess they're paid.
But who else gets that email?
Just you, I can't.
Who knows? It has to go to sales, too. Like, accounting has to know about
no,
that.
No, I'm pretty sure it goes to sales. The PayPal one goes to sales.
Okay. Because there has to be, like,
but
a provisioning.
This one here just goes to you.
Okay, because I have to know.
You're the one that makes the ticket in Mantis for the project in Mantis.
Yeah, no. But it has to be, like, it has to be a customer who's, like, if someone on the web just does a submit form and this,
I need confirmation that it's a greenlit project. Yeah, that's what I mean. But when they complete the PayPal, it sends an email to you and sales, saying that they're paid.
Oh, but what
I'm
if they,
sure that's
what if they do mean. Just, what, I thought they click submit form, it sends an email and
yeah,
then it just
you get two emails.
See, I would only need the one. I would only need emails that are for projects that are being made.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Is there a way I could,
these could be entered into the database, but I think the database would become so cluttered.
I think adding buttons for those instead of text would kind of make things a little bit nicer.
Okay. That might be all we need, then.
I'll see if I can get some of that in this weekend.
Okay, cool.
Later this week.
All right, well, like I said, Raiden Steel should be the only thing you got to worry about. This is just the next that's on the horizon. But, yeah, if you can get to it, let us, you know, anytime, drop the information.
The world would be so benefited by 4 or 5 me.
Yeah, we need clones. We're going to try and figure out what we need. Actually, Chris and I, so we're making a dev studio, basically at my place out in the country. The plan is ultimately Al, who's already there, Chris and I would all be in the same space and more or less having a, you know, the studio there, a workshop. So
an office
more or less, for the development department. So it's kind of something to throw out to you is if you can find a developer, and a project manager or someone for the next team or something, you know, then you've got your own office and then I can find, you know, Chris can get
Scott's
his.
Looking on getting customers all masked.
Yeah, we're
going to. In fact, the next business cards I make up, I think are going to be jobs at websiteme.ca.
Yeah, so, I mean, if we're gonna have to start bringing in people on board here, it's going to be to make sure everything goes good. We'll kind of have to be on top of everything. So if you got any friends that you think you might want to work, be able to work with and, you know, share some profits, you know, maybe we'll have to start recruiting.
I've got a couple people ready to come on board. It's just they're not all that interested in going in on
perfect.
No, we understand that.
Things go pushing them to join up.
Yeah, no, it totally makes sense. I mean, that's the thing. Everyone's got their own place.
They're really, really talented people.
Yeah. Okay. That's good. I mean, we'll have to have our batch of replacements, so now is the time to start thinking about that.
Trying to sell somebody on the idea of working for free for a while.
No, well, that's what we're going to have to do. But then once we get the cash flow, we can bring him on board with, you know, taking a cut out of our salaries or whatever or something, or allocate for it. But
Scott's trying to allocate for it. That's the plan. We don't want to lose our salaries to pay other people.
Yeah. Just take out a Christmas cut here.
I will not be quoted on saying yes for that, but sure, why not?
I don't know. That's kind of, I think it won't take too long to not have to worry about working, but we just got to
get there.
Get there.
Check this out. Nice. Pretty close.
Wow. Yeah, it's ridiculous how much I have on my plate right now trying to make money.
Yeah, that's the
thing. After that dollar.
Yeah.
I'm almost there, and there's still 2 weeks before I get my next batch.
I see I'm just currently sitting on my photography stuff, website me stuff, my part-time job at the engraving place, part-time DJ business, and then my freelance web design or graphic design.
Hey, wait a minute. You're a DJ?
I'm not, but I do the technology stuff for a DJ company here, family. Owned and operated team.
Oh, you mix in a studio?
No. They do like wedding DJs, party DJing, things like that, and I maintain their equipment.
Okay.
Their computers and